This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Go teeth and the curse for this town. Rot in my mouth. Only I don't know.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. I have to say, though, Plowsy, this does not sound like a Frank song. It sounds kind of like a Goodwill Hunting type Elliot Smith type
deal.
Well, I got
the audio sheet just as I was playing Earth, Wind, and Fire last break.
I like
so
it, though.
So now I'm switching it back up to normal midday grind, coveted hour.
So what is
music.
This?
This is called New Slang.
I like it. Good stuff. Hollywood Casino Press Box, hour number two. It's 11:01 in the beautiful city of St. Louis. Charlie Marlowe, Jim Huer, one of the voices of St. Louis FC right here. We also have Brian Hoffman and Darren Atkins, the Peoria Plowboy. And right now we're going to talk a little St. Louis FC with Jeremy Allenbaugh, the vice president and general manager. Jeremy, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Doing okay.
So tell us about the season so far and a match this Saturday at home, 1 o'clock versus Charlotte, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, decent start to the season, two wins and a tie. You know, let one slip away from us a little bit last Saturday against Tampa. Didn't play great, but scored the first goal and thought maybe we could get through it. But they end up getting one, so we tie 1-1. So we're 2-0-1, and we play Charlotte. Yeah, like you said, the soccer park on Saturday, and they're looking for their first win. They've only played two games. They have a loss and a tie, so we better be ready for a motivated team coming into town.
Jeremy, you've matched up against some of the better sides in the Eastern Conference here in the first 3 weeks. You got to be really encouraged about one, like you said, the good start, but also you're playing really good competition right now for the first three matches.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, early on, Nashville and Indy were two teams that made a lot of moves during the offseason. Obviously, Nashville moving to MLS in a year, made some signings with that, you know, in their horizon, and Indy picked up some really good players as well, and then Tampa, you know, off to the undefeated start. So, yeah, we feel that we've played some of the best, but, man, we look up and down that table in the Eastern Conference, and there's a lot of good teams left to play, but, you know, we only have to play those teams one more time each, and, you know, we got good points against all three of them. So, yeah, we're in a pretty decent spot right now.
When you haven't lost through your first three matches, there's a lot of people you can point to. I'm just going to start with the guy in the back, and that's Jake Fennelson. You could say he's had a save of the week in each of the first three matches thus far for the team. He's been very good.
Yeah, Jake's responded well. You know, he stepped in last year early in the season and then came back in and got some good minutes for us in the playoff run last year. And he was really good in preseason, and he earned the job for the first couple of games here. And, you know, as you said, he's made big-time saves at the key moments in all three of the games that those saves, you know, kept the game going in our favor or, you know, in one case, kind of changed the momentum for us a little bit in that opener against Indy on the penalty kick save. So, you know, good presence back there. The guys are really working hard to try to make his job a little bit easier.
One of the local favorites for a lot of people over the years has been Sam Fink. He's done a lot of different things for you, been involved in a lot of different situations early on. Just speak to his play, if you could.
Yeah, Sam's a captain for a reason. He plays with his heart on his sleeve for, you know, for this club and this city. You know, a local boy that has a lot of pride in growing up here and coming back here. So, you know, he's just doing a good job leading, leading that back line, leading the team. You know, good communicator, strong in the air. We challenged him, you know, every year as a pro, and even going back to his youth and college career, Sam always found goals as a defender. And, you know, last year was one of the first years in recent history that he hasn't. So we challenged him in his end-of-the-year meeting, and, you know, what's he do? Come out and get a great goal on Saturday against Tampa and created a few other chances in some early games as well. So he's playing well, and, you know, hopefully that's some momentum that that he can keep.
Since Anthony Pulis has arrived on scene, one of the things I think, Jeremy, that's been very good with the franchise has been restarts. Can you just speak to what has changed once Anthony got here? It's like something took place with the way he coaches that makes restarts very dangerous every time for this team.
I think I'd like to tell you that we work on them three or four times a week, but that would be a lie. that's not the truth. I think it goes back to the type of people that we've recruited and have signed. Their passion, their character, And look, restarts are, it's a gut check a lot of times. Are you going to stay with your man, or are you going to lose your man and put your body out there to, you know, get across and score a goal like Sam did on Saturday? And then also the technique of it and, you know, the technique of the service. And Lewis Hilton, you know, is the main, you know, restart taker for us, but he can drop a ball on a dime and do some really good things. But we don't spend a ton of time. Maybe I'm letting the cat out of the bag there. I don't know. But I think it comes – we are very prepared with him. Anthony has a good plan, and I think him and his staff find weaknesses of teams, and then we try to exploit them a little bit. But, you know, it's just part of the, you know, preparation every week. But at the end of the day, it comes down to guys having the skill and the technique and the mentality to execute. And we have some guys that can do that.
How about just head coach Anthony as well? What have you gotten to know from him in the first 2 years? Because I know you mentioned to me when you went through the interview process and you guys just all looked at each other and said, yeah, he's young, but he has all the tools. What have you learned about him since he's been here?
You know, very prepared. Every practice. Really thought out, really well planned, an ability to paint a vision for a season, paint a vision for a stretch of games, and then paint a vision on a daily basis, whether that's a 10 a.m. training session or a, you know, 7:30 p.m. kickoff in a game. But, you know, really communicate that to the guys, get buy-in, get belief. And I think the guys know every day they show up, they're going to get work done. And they're going to be prepared for those games on Saturday. And as a you know, a professional athlete or any elite athlete, you want to go into your match prepared. You know, if you're a baseball player, you want to know what the, you know, opposing pitcher is going to do, how do they shift, you know, et cetera there. If you play hockey, you got to know what this line is going to be more like. And as a soccer player, you have to know how the other team is going to build up, how they're going to defend. And, you know, he puts a lot of work, very thorough in his preparation. And the guys enjoy that. And then, you know, he you know, really is a leader. And as a young coach still, being able to lead, you know, a group of pros, you know, is really, really important. And he's able to do that.
You mentioned the organization. There's very few times, especially this season, that this team has looked unorganized and out of sync. And it speaks to the solid defensive play. But team's been playing very well. You've got Charlotte this week. What do you expect with Charlotte coming in? And I know we're going to have a good day, so is there a chance people can get some tickets and come on out?
Yeah, tickets still available. I would say first and foremost, if you're a teacher, take advantage of our spring break. You know, we're offering all educators, administrators, teachers, you know, a free ticket. We did it last week, had a great response. Just a, you know, a lot of us started in education, whether it was coaching or our parents were educators, and we just know, you know, what that spring break can mean sometimes for your sanity as a teacher.
Yes.
And so if you're a teacher, you can come out and get free tickets. But if you're not a teacher, you can still get tickets at stlouisfc.com for this weekend. We're expecting another great crowd, a great day, game atmosphere. Charlotte, you know, to go to your question there, Jim, it's, yeah, they're an athletic team. They have a new coach. A lot of new players. Dominic Oduro, who's been in Major League Soccer for a number of years, lots and lots of pace, goal-scoring ability. They picked up Andrew Gutman, who was the College Player of the Year, actually signed overseas with Celtic in Scotland, and then got loaned to Charlotte for the year to get games. And he's a very dangerous wide player on the left side, can get up and down. So, and we're playing a team that hasn't won a game, and that's always dangerous. And Charlotte did this a couple years ago. To us, they came in and they hadn't found one, and they got one, and then they went on a big run. So we need to have that in the back of our mind, but I have full confidence in the locker room and the players and the coaching staff that, you know, we're going to, you know, try to get off to an even better start and definitely not overlook these guys because they're talented.
Jeremy, things going well so far with St. Louis FC. How closely are you following the MLS bid, and how much synergy is going on there with STLFC and Jim Cavanaugh, because obviously we have great soccer infrastructure here already, and a big part of that is STLFC.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all, you know, we're all engaged in it and have been in on some conversations, and, you know, obviously Jim is the CEO of our board of directors. You know, we're linked in there, and we know that, you know, this could be a great opportunity. Remove soccer from the equation. It's a great opportunity for the city of St. Louis. I mean, we're attracting younger and younger people moving here, and, you know, look, younger people and people in the tech industry and, you know, the millennial base, soccer is their sport. And that doesn't mean they're not going to go to a baseball game or not go to a hockey game. Of course they're going to do those things, but they get behind that soccer and they get behind that movement. So a lot of good stuff that they're doing, obviously, at the Taylor family, and and Jim, and, you know, we're just all, like everybody else, sitting there patiently to see what happens, but enjoying this team that we have now and these players, and know that we're an important piece of, you know, trying to help push things along.
Jeremy, appreciate the time as always, sir. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on Saturday.
We appreciate it, guys. Thank you. We'll see everybody at the park.
All right. That's Jeremy Allenbaugh, the vice president and general manager of St. Louis FC. Home match this Saturday, 1 o'clock, soccer park versus Charlotte. And how about that for all the teachers out there, Jim, here, getting a nice little discount.
Yeah, a little discount. They do a lot of nice, cool things for the community and for people out there, for their fans. It's a good group. I will tell you, this is the best group they've had in the 5 years. And if you're a soccer fan at all, go out there and check them out. And Jeremy pointed out, Charlotte hasn't won a match yet. They played three of the better teams in the league so far. So they got a good shot at coming away with a win and getting some goals and some excitement out there on Saturday.
Text line 855-282-8255. Get them in. I promise I'm going to read a lot, if not all of them, including this one. Stubby Applause. I wasn't able to ask this question to Jeremy. I should have. But Stubby Applause wondering, does Jeremy know about the FMAC crew that tailgates every home game? By the way, FMAC equals Fat Man Activities Club. Jim, are you aware of this group?
I am not aware of them, but if they're there, I'm sure they're having a good time.
I like
FMAC, one of the best Always Sunny phases, too.
Is that what it's from?
Yes. Okay. I'm guessing so. I mean, Fat Mac was when Rob McElhenney decided to get really fat for one season for no reason.
Great character.
Yes.
In general, a great show, but yeah.
It was his take on, he hated how on TV shows, the longer it went on, the better looking the cast got because he had more money. So he decided to go the opposite way and gain like 60 pounds just for one season.
Okay. And not muscle at all.
Oh, no, I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Well, fans of all sizes are welcome at the soccer
100%.
Park.
And that's the thing about SLFC, though. You have the Fat Man Activities Club. I'm sure there's a skinny person club as well.
I hope
women,
there is. I'll
and
be
kids,
there.
Teachers, you can all go out there. It's very inclusive of all people. And, of course, the Luligans, they bring it. They really do. The fans are crazy there.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And also, whoever runs the Luligans Twitter account, I've noticed, passionate about STLFC and soccer in St. Louis, and they will challenge the media.
They do challenge the media to come out and cover the club. There's no doubt about that. It's, let's face it, this was a, you know, bare-bones start to soccer in St. Louis with the team, and it's continued to grow. It hopefully can grow into MLS. I think it will here eventually. Within the next few months, we'll find this out, that it's going to happen for St. Louis. But they are as passionate as it can be. They don't like when you rip their own team. You know, they're like, hey, hold on a minute. These are our guys, so you appreciate the passion. They show up on the road. They've gone to – they've basically had a representative just about every road match, whether they were in the West
or
in the
County,
East.
Right?
Yeah, they've been everywhere. So they're true supporters of the game, and they just love the game. I'm not even sure some of them even played soccer, but they just love coming out, and they welcome anyone who comes out there to join them. So it's a pretty cool deal.
Hollywood Casino Press Box, that is Jim Huer, one of the voices of STLFC. I'm Charlie Marlowe. We have Brian Hoffman and the Peoria Plowboy, Darren Atkins, filling in for Frank Cusimano, who'll be back tomorrow, Martin Kilcoyne as well, in Milwaukee or darn close to it right now as he's driving up, getting ready for this Cardinals workout, getting ready for opening day tomorrow. And we're speaking about this in the commercial break and also our previous segment, just talking about how baseball can better market itself. And I was thinking, look, I know they did the whatever they called the Japanese series games where you opened the season, but the games were at crazy times of day. You woke up in the morning and you saw the highlights and the scores and all that, obviously with the games, A's and Mariners being played in Japan. And then you have opening day tomorrow, and it's also Sweet 16 NCAA tournament. I understand there's always going to be conflicting sports. And look, I'm sure there's different TV packages and reasons they didn't do this, but I'm just thinking Wednesday night, tonight, isn't it perfect to do an opening night?
Yes.
for one featured game for baseball or maybe two? I'm just, again, I'm not trying to always make the comparison to football, but I feel like, and maybe it's because they have fewer games, but they just make those games more like events. Every year at the beginning of the season, they start on that Thursday, and everybody watches that game. And then they have the two Monday night games, remember, for the first week. Chris Berman always got that second game. But, you know, they kind of made the rollout of the season a big deal. And I'm just looking at the different opening day matchups. And I'm thinking, if you're baseball, couldn't you do two games tonight? Maybe one starts at, let's say, 6 o'clock Central and the other around 9. Wouldn't you sign up and want to see Julio Teheran of the Braves versus Aaron Nola of the Phillies in Philadelphia, Bryce Harper's first game at home with the Phillies? Wouldn't you want to see Mets, Nationals, primetime, Jacob deGrom versus Max Scherzer? I could even probably sell you on Astros, Rays. How about Justin Verlander and reigning American League Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell?
It's just a miss, because what you could do if you're baseball is have the Phillies be that 6 o'clock game, Bryce Harper, and then double it up with Manny Machado and the Padres on the back end.
There you go.
Two biggest stars this offseason in their new markets. Come watch it all tonight on whatever network.
And I missed that one.
Yes,
you're right. 100% true.
Like, I understand baseball's going to own tomorrow. They're going to own the entire day leading up to the NCAA tournament. But you could also own tonight.
Yes.
You could have 5 hours. You could have a 5 or 6 hour baseball window and put in those big-time matchups and the Bryce Harpers and some of these pitching matchups everybody wants to see. You could do that tonight, and everybody's going to watch. And it's now 48 hours of baseball talk nationally, kind of getting you ready for the season.
Baseball missed it again.
Tell you what, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to do 5 for the guys, our 5 hot topics. Brian Hoffman, any other sponsors to mention?
Well, the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. I'm sure they're looking forward to the Cardinals opener tomorrow. 170 and McKnight, or actually 1 McKnight Place, rather, is the address. Go to thegatesworth.com for more information. Also, Hot Shots. You are running out of time. You got to go to one of the 11 area Hot Shots locations to register for a chance to win opening day tickets. That is the Cardinals and the aforementioned San Diego Padres, Paul Goldschmidt, Manny Machado, Jack Flaherty on the mound for the Cardinals that day. That's, you gotta go. That's a hot ticket now this year. I feel like last year it wasn't. This year it is a big deal. The drawing is taking place on March 29th. While you're at Hot Shots, grab some great deals on Bud Family Pints. This is all brought to you by Budweiser, by the way. Every Tuesday night, or Bud Family Pitchers, every Saturday night. Nothing goes with Cardinals baseball like a nice cold Budweiser at Hot Shots. And the station, starting at 10 o'clock on Friday, will be broadcasting live from the Hot Shots in St. Charles.
You said hot tickets. This is a hot show.
Yes.
And this is also a hot country, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I don't have that one queued up, actually.
Hot country. And we always have been. We always will be. And the second we find this clip of audio and really hammer this point home.
We are a hot country.
There you go.
This is a hot White House.
That was on me.
What is that even?
We just need to bring those back, because that clip and also the other Trump clip, we should play it at least once a week.
Which one? The
rude and terrible.
Terrible. 1 second.
But I love the hot country.
I do love the hot country.
That is pretty
good.
Here
we
go.
You are a rude, terrible person.
There we go. On that note, we'll take a break. We'll be back with 5 for the guys.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either.
That's true. Brought to you by Greenville University, the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We will be right back. If I had my way, never let go.